This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused by Democrats of trying to sabotage the Postal Service to help President Trump's re-election, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is before a Senate panel at this hour, defending his brief tenure so far and saying that changes must be made to keep the Postal Service sustainable.
It has been 3 years since the commission concluded that our current system is not working. We urgently require the PRC to do its job in establishing a more rational regulatory system for our mail products.
Democrats note that DeJoy has been a longtime major donor to Republicans, including President Trump. Laura is officially a tropical storm now, working its way towards Florida, one of two storms that are threatening the southern U.S. states. The other, Tropical Depression 14, as of now, is more likely to head towards Texas and Louisiana. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Joe Biden formally accepting the nomination of his party last night as the Democratic convention wrapped up.
I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election.
As President Trump says this morning, the upcoming election will help decide if the nation survives. The 2016 Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, was sharing her thoughts on the upcoming election on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
Trump just reinforced that by saying that he was going to have off-duty law enforcement, retired law enforcement, and the like, to really demonstrate a kind of authoritarian approach toward the election.
The White House preparing to host a private memorial service today for President Trump's brother Robert, who died recently at the age of 71. The president's invited about 200 friends and relatives to the East Room service. The president is paying for the service himself. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Former presidential advisor and one-time campaign chief for President Trump, Steve Bannon, now out of jail after yesterday pleading not guilty to federal fraud charges. A Yale University professor is warning students returning to that campus that they should prepare for widespread infections and deaths there this fall. Yale psychology professor Lori Santos says students should be emotionally prepared for a residential college life that she says will resemble a hospital unit. She says many staff members are vulnerable to COVID-19, but they have no choice but to show up to work on campus. Goodyear workers and local union leaders in Akron, Ohio, voicing support for the tire maker now in the face of attacks by President Trump yesterday. Dozens of people rallied outside Goodyear's Akron headquarters to support the company after the president called for a Goodyear boycott after employees at a Kansas Goodyear factory were told that the Trump MAGA hats were banned on company premises. Goodyear says political campaign statements of all sorts are not allowed on their properties as an anti-harassment measure. And Ellen DeGeneres is boosting perks for their workers or her workers after reports of a toxic work environment. The perks include 5 paid days off and birthdays off for workers as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. It's what we're focused on. To make sure that at the end of the day, you got the best version of yourself. That's what we're hoping for. And may that blessing fall upon us all. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, our next guest says, tell me what you fear, and I'll tell you what you really believe. It is amazing how often people say that they are afraid, and we've said this on the show many times, that something like 365, at least 365 times in the Bible, you get some sort of fear not, or some derivative of fear you not. So for one day a year, I mean, so interesting that it would come up that way, that you'd be able to even read in the Bible not to fear. So it is a common condition in these days, in the political environment, the year of COVID and all that's been going on. We just saw a bunch of scary Democrats and the National Convention. That's enough to make you fearful, I guess it could be. And Karen Catalina is with us right now to get us out of our fear. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Oh, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, always good. How's the honeymoon doing?
You know, it still feels like a honeymoon. My life is idyllic. The only problem is I'm worried about the country. Yeah. Otherwise, life is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, good, good. He's behaving himself then.
No, never. That's what makes him exciting. But, I mean, he's not a bad boy. He's just a good guy.
Yes.
He's a good guy with an edge.
Well, you deserve that. And that's what exactly what you deserve. So that's great. Well, excellent. Yeah, I'm like you. I'm weary. Not weary to the point of that I want to give up, because I don't. Certainly, you know, the things that were, you know, being thrust upon us. And, of course, we went through 4 incredible nights of you know, one, you know, classic deception and deflection after another. I'm sure people, you know, with any kind of reason, if they did withstand all 4 days of it, were wondering, what are they telling me? What are they not telling me?
Well, took you off speaker there.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I didn't. Doggone.
I'm hearing you clearer.
Everybody I know is having technical issues, and I wonder if it's a little bit of sabotage. But that's okay. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean people aren't after you. they presented, and I have to full disclosure, I hardly watched any of it because I knew I would see the videos of the important things. I mean, a video is a video, right?
Yes.
Whether you play it on the day that it is or you play it later, it's still a video.
Like Joe Biden. Joe Biden's speech was a video. It wasn't live.
Yeah.
Right?
I bet it took him 147 takes.
People are wondering. People are wondering. Yeah. But you could tell he labored through some of those parts. But, you know, I think we have to be careful. I mean, we're a bit sensitive because of how Joe has conditioned us to consider, you know, his halting speech, his gaffes, and that sort of thing. And I think for most people that saw it in his party that are supporting him, you know, they were excited that, you know, there wasn't a gaffe, that it was gaffe-free.
They were excited. What a low bar. What a low bar. They were excited that he didn't fall on his face. Mm-hmm. Like the day before, which I played on one of the shows that I do,
uh-huh.
He's still announcing his wife as Joe Biden's husband.
Yes, yes.
I don't think they do this on purpose. I think they're just trying to normalize it to the point that people can ignore it. But that's not unusual considering the alternate reality that they are presenting to us.
Mm-hmm.
They're presenting an entirely different country and a different world and a different Trump.
And a different Democratic Party. I mean, they're trying to tell you that they're, you know, Kamala Harris, are you kidding me, that she's a moderate? You know, come on, give me a break. I mean, she's documented. She's left of Bernie Sanders. Come on. And
not just a leftist. Interviewed, in fact, forgive me, but this afternoon I'm going to repeat because I'm on my way up on a business trip. So I'm going to repeat my episode of Spouting Off. Actually, it never has appeared on Spouting Off, but it is taped.
Mm-hmm.
By Trevor Loudon, in
yes.
which he says, and well-researched, that Kamala Harris is an out-and-out red diaper baby communist.
Right.
That's why I'm calling her Communist Harris.
Yes.
And the interesting thing is, no, but people are more offended at calling her that than her being that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
I know, amazing. Yeah. Well, that's the world. That's the. It's kind of amazing, the cancel culture in which we live in, that says, look, if they have the wand of canceling, then it's their right to decide who gets canceled and who doesn't.
That's always the way, isn't it? So she has covered themselves.
No, of course not. Yeah.
And notice what they didn't say through 4 days. Cities are burning. Democrat cities are burning. That's the so-called takeaway that they give us every day. Oh, five takeaways. Yeah, guess what kind of takeaways they're going to give to the Republicans?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but nasty, negative, Trump is a beast. But meanwhile, look at what they don't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And that should tell you everything about who they are. They'll support riots until the very last day when they can extend the beginning of the 2020 election. They wouldn't give up the 2016 election, but they refused to begin the 2020 election because they're getting so much mileage out of turning people into zombies. And then at the last minute, they suddenly sound like moderates.
Right.
Bill, unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, it really isn't, to your point. AOC tweeted out earlier in the week. In fact, DeRoy Murdoch was a bit surprised that, you know, that it was even out. He had not seen it because it went up and it got pulled down pretty quick. But this really reflects the heart of the Democratic Party and their attitude. She tweeted, it's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures and job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency. Hashtag keep us closed.
Well, she doesn't pay the price. She never pays the price that she imposes on others.
Right.
And the only reason the Democrats don't like her, we're talking about AOC, right?
Yes.
There's only one reason they don't like her. She's too honest.
Mm-hmm.
They agree with her completely. They have done precisely that. Notice almost every Democrat governor behaved one way, and almost every Republican governor behaved a different way. And even the so-called smartest Democrat, and we have one in Colorado who has lots of money and is not a dumb guy, he's not taking orders not only from his constituents, but from the DNC. And he is marching in lockstep with what they want. And what they want is constant government control and edicts to to depress the economy. And look, Donald Trump is defying that too, because the economy is recovering in spite of these people.
Yeah, it is amazing. Even in the midst of all this, we see the hockey stick trajectory of these markers, which is quite encouraging. But you said something earlier that people, I hope, will take away. That is, you know, the Democratic Party clearly has a plan for you that doesn't include them.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I know we heard the Democrats say repeatedly, we the people. They kept saying that. I was going, you know, you guys are kidding me, right? I mean, you're trying to claim we the people, and you want nothing to do with the Constitution. This is all a ruse, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if you want to know what people will do, you've got to pause for just a moment
and look at their history, because they will do what they have done. And the Democrats for a long time have been moving up the yellow brick road of Marxism continuously. Karen Catalin is with us, a commentator, columnist, and talk show host. And we were sharing our experience with one Trevor Loudon, who's a researcher's researcher. And I remember the first time, Karen, when Trevor was on the show and he says, Bill, he says, the government has over 100, elected officials in D.C., that are card-carrying Democratic Socialists. And I said, okay, so what does that mean? And so then he starts to break it all down as to what's going on. And I'm going, wait a minute. They raised their hand to defend the Constitution, defend the people, all this good stuff. And he goes, yeah, but they're crossing their fingers. I mean, this isn't, they're holding, as what you and I were talking about earlier about Dinesh D'Souza. He said that what he came out to, his big takeaway after his little jaunt and experience being incarcerated at the hands of the Obama regime for some, minor election infraction that the Democrats do all the time. And, they don't even get a hand slap, but he had to face some jail time. But he said a big takeaway was that in talking with his fellow inmates, he realized that they never give up the con. That's the thing. They hold to the con. And this is what the Democrat Party does. It holds to the con. I mean, it presents itself as moderate, talks, puts out the constitutional slogans that conservatives use, and they use it from their heart because they believe it to be so. Democrats throw it out as kind of a throwaway line. But there's no pathos, there's no ethos in what they're saying. They really don't believe what it is that they say. This is why we find sometimes what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are saying, it seems to be empty, does it not?
Oh my goodness, yes. I mean, Biden will say anything, anytime. I mean, let's face it. 40 some years ago, everybody thought his career was over because he got caught being a world class plagiarist. That's about the only thing he's world class at, is plagiarizing. And he plagiarizes other people's opinions too. Mm-hmm. Whatever is most expedient is what he does. And if you overlay all of that and who he was as a political hack, and you overlay his, what I would call, middle stage, some form of dementia, it's a nasty package. But it doesn't matter, because he wouldn't be, God forbid, he gets elected, and that would be the country's undoing, and it would be done, God forbid.
Well, they were playing the sympathy card big time. Yeah.
Yeah, they're in charge.
Yeah, no, he would not, clearly. But they were playing the sympathy card to such extreme. It was just so obvious last night. And the recurring thing is, Joe's a good guy. And I'm sitting here going, oh, this is the good guy that laughingly executed a classic quid pro quo on the Ukrainian president and saying, look it, I've got money here. If you want the money, then, you got to do it our way. You got to get rid of this guy.
He was like AOC. He was too dumb to lie about it. He was quite proud of it. Because truly, I don't think that not only can he not remember the Constitution.
Yes. But, well, it was written out for him last night. It was written out for him last night, you notice, because he got to that part. He got to the thing part. And I go, oh, don't do the thing. Don't do it. And right. But he, so that's why I think everybody stood up and applauded there in the inner circle when he was able to get through the thing.
Oh, my God. Phew. But the thing, it's really profoundly serious. I don't think that the majority, I don't know, I can't make a determination exactly, but the great majority of people who won't vote for Biden and who are just middle-of-the-road center-right conservatives or Republicans or independents, I fear that they do not understand the dire circumstances this country is in. We have a party that is controlled by out-and-out Marxists, a party that incites riots or explains them away or enables them which is right there, a dereliction of their oath and of their duty. Mm-hmm. They're running a different agenda than not only what they ran on, but is contrary to what the people have voted them in to do. They're governing against the will of the people for an agenda that's a global one world government socialist agenda. Mm-hmm. And this convention was a fantasy.
Right.
Anyone who doesn't even make an effort to tell the truth and who and depends on the ignorance of their voters and of their constituency who have the attention span of a flea, that is cause for great concern. When cities are burning and government officials don't do anything about it and tell cops to stand down, I don't know. Some days I think that people are really getting it and they're just being bullied into shutting up. And other days I think that they're clueless and they're wearing their stupid little mask and going about their day hoping they'll be the last to be eaten.
Well, you know, exactly. And the thing that surprises me is the support people that are behind, you know, all wrapped in, because you get all manner of color. And when I say I'm not talking about skin color, I'm just talking the patina of political interest that's represented with the Democrats. And you go, are they all drinking the grape juice? Are they all, you know, going to Jonesville here? I mean, because they're ignoring the obvious, just like you say. I mean, there's nothing said about, you know, Democratic cities being burnt to the ground, jobs lost.
Yeah, I have an answer, I think,
okay.
Maybe. And that is that Democrats infiltrate every organization, every sphere of influence, and have been doing so for decades. And the way that they infiltrate individuals is through bribery or blackmail. Either they always seem to play on our greatest fears, which is we're coming full circle now, and our greatest weaknesses. If fame and recognition is what you want, Democrats will make it happen as long as you play along. And then, of course, they'll eat you in the end, but you'll be a useful idiot, and you will have served their purpose.
Well, we know for a fact they did that with black pastors. That's how they were able corral the black vote. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And now these black pastors are a bit embarrassed because they're realizing, wait a minute, you know, here is the truth. And at the end of the day, all these years, I mean, it just takes, you know, some regular people, you know, some rappers and people. That
and
you,
a lot
you,
of Republicans.
Yeah.
A lot of Republicans.
Yeah.
Does anybody think that Lindsey Graham is ever going to actually do what he claims he's going to do? Never.
Right.
Never.
Right.
He just looks good for about 5 minutes. He makes a promise. All his Republican voters say, yay, yay. And then he never does a thing because he has a lot to protect.
Right.
I don't know what it is. I'm not privy to it. But these people protect their own backsides. And the minute they get to Washington, the snakes come out and find out what their weaknesses are, what their peccadillos are, and they play on those for all they're worth. And it's very disconcerting to realize that there's very, very few people in Washington who know who they work for.
Such is the truth.
That's right.
And the one thing, again, you know, our founding fathers gave it to us. They empowered we the people. The three most important words in the U.S. Constitution. You know, and we've been saying this, Karen, that if politics is downstream the culture, and we look at politics and it stinks, then we have to realize the culture's got problems. And this is some, you know, self-evaluation that needs to take place. And we need to do it with some rapidity because, hey, November's just around the corner. We've got some voting that's already taking place. Mail-in voting, a whole nother issue. And people have, totally have convoluted mail-in voting with absentee voting. Again, it's all a propaganda move by the Democrats in order to confuse the issue that so they will have the latitude and the room to juggle and to mess around with things. Karen Catalina has been with us. Thank you, Karen. Take care.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused by Democrats of trying to sabotage the Postal Service to help President Trump's re-election, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is before a Senate panel at this hour, defending his brief tenure so far and saying that changes must be made to keep the Postal Service sustainable.
It has been 3 years since the commission concluded that our current system is not working. He urgently required the PRC to do its job and establish a more rational regulatory system for our mail products.
Democrats note that DeJoy has been a longtime major donor to Republicans, including President Trump. Laura is officially a tropical storm now, working its way towards Florida, one of two storms that are threatening the southern U.S. states. The other, Tropical Depression 14, as of now, is more likely to head towards Texas and Louisiana. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Because look, it matters that much. And we have to be careful with all the propaganda that's out there. You know, when you've got upwards of 95% of the reporting on Donald Trump to being so negative, no doubt. It will prejudice your point of view if you do not have the depth. If life for you is the depth of a bumper sticker, I'll tell you, you put everybody at risk. You put the family at risk. You put our country at risk. I mean, like never before, because we've been so deluded with falsity and you could go on and on with the description. You know, we have not been given the truth. We are being conditioned here, whether it has to do with COVID, the body politic, what has been deposited into the bloodstream of the body politic is disgusting. And you have to look at who is depositing, you know, this putrid information, you know, whether it's fake news, whether it's any political force out there. I mean, it is, I find it quite interesting that when the government is charged, like, you know, certain things like in, you know, public radio and, you know, that sort of deal, although they're a little bit loose these days as well. But back in the old days, there were really strict requirements, particularly when you went to advertise. You could not make an unsubstantiated statement. If you made a qualifying statement, you better have some qualifying support built into that ad, or they would not air it. But public radio and public television has gotten to the point that they're almost like mainstream media, but it's with our dollars. And clearly right now what they're doing is supporting, you know, the Democrats and their theology, and they're not playing it down the middle, and they're using the people's money. So, you know, just saying that I have a problem with that. Dr. Steve Turley joins us now. It's always good to have him with us. He's an internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author. Steve, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Bill. Thanks so much for having me back.
Hey, the numbers, the polling numbers, I mean, kind of interesting. Normally, what would happen is a political party would have a big convention, though it was downscaled because of COVID, and so a lot of it was virtual. But you would have anticipated that the Democrats, and particularly Joe Biden, would have gotten a bump, because traditionally, whether you're picking a vice president or a convention, because that's the big hoopla, that you would get a bump. Ironically, it's Donald Trump getting the bump. What's it telling us?
It is amazing, isn't it? Well, we can look at it from so many wonderful angles. First and foremost, I think it's, for those who are really being honest, this week was a disaster for the Democrats. They were, like you just said, we have to remember 1988, Mike Dukakis was 20 points higher in voting intention than George Bush Sr. at this time. That's what a convention's supposed to do. It's supposed to give you the momentum to go into the election. Clinton was able to do that in 92, for example, when the Perot bubble burst and so on. It was a very, very monumental event. That has backfired for the Democrats. This was a disaster. Their ratings were down 30% on Monday night from the previous convention in 2016. Mm-hmm. They were down 50% on Tuesday night. Nobody was tuning in. One person compared, and this was somebody on the left, they compared it to a YouTube ad that plays before your video that you can't wait to skip. that's coming from a leftist, keep in mind. So what's going on the other side? Well, again, I think we've talked about this before, but we have studies that show that riots consistently turn nations to the right. Mm-hmm. Riots turn us to the right. So a Princeton study that looked at riots, race riots, particularly from the 1960s onwards, found that the conservative presidential candidate consistently gets a bump in support in response to those riots. People want law and order. So I think you're seeing a combination of those two things happening, particularly with Portland.
Mm-hmm. Hang on 1 second, Steve. If that has been the tradition, that riots turn voters to the right, why are the Democrats going along with this and saying nothing and essentially kind of putting their good housekeeping seal of approval on these riots and all these burnings happening, whether it's in Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York?
It's a difficult thing for Democrats. My theory is that they're currently experiencing their own civil war. There is multiple civil wars, as it were, being fought within our nation, cultural wars and the like. But there is a major one being fought within the Democratic Party, and it's the war between the new left versus the old left. So the new left is the Antifa left, it's the BLM left, versus the old establishment white bourgeois Joe Biden left. And I think the leadership, which is primarily made up of that old bourgeois left, mm-hmm. they're doing everything they can to appease the new BLM Antifa left. And so they're really stuck in this situation. They made their bed. They've been preaching cultural Marxism for decades. Now it's exploded. It's just absolutely gone insane, particularly in Portland. And what you're seeing now is you're actually seeing the far left, the new left, turning against the old left. So you think of the way Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, was humiliated at that Black Lives Matter rally, or even now the latest Lori Lightfoot, the Chicago mayor, who's banning protests from her neighborhood. You can protest in your neighborhood, but you can't protest in hers. This is Marie Antoinette kind of thing. Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, was humiliated. Now, keep in mind, Ted Cruz back in October 2018 wanted to launch a federal investigation into Wheeler's actual connections with Antifa. He allowed Antifa to basically own portions of Portland back in October 2018. He wouldn't let the police interfere with the way they were harassing the citizens. Now he's had to turn against them, and he's basically accused them of trying to commit murder by burning up police officers within a police station. Jenny Durkin, mayor of Seattle, she's now enemy number one among all the Chaz Autonomous Antifa Zone people. We could go on and on. Bill de Blasio versus Andrew Cuomo, who actually threatened to remove de Blasio. So there's a real left-wing civil war going on, and they have no choice but to try to appease a very unpopular wing.
With this disparity and the civil war activity, and that noise happening within the organization, how can they possibly win this election?
I don't see it. I don't see it. Again, with these approval ratings now, yesterday, Rasmussen had Trump at 51%. Today, this morning, just checked before I got on with you, 51% again, 2 days in a row. The Real Clear Politics, the aggregate average polling has him at 44%, which is just shy of the 46, the magic 46% you need to get reelections, and which you'll definitely get by October. That's not going to be an issue. The Democracy Institute poll has Trump and Biden tied, actually, Democracy Institute, if I recall, has Trump 2 points ahead at 48-46. Mm-hmm. And then all you have to do is look at Minnesota. Now, this ties it all together because Minnesota, of course, is the home of Minneapolis, where all this insanity started a couple of months back. And they are now statistically tied in the last poll. And I think that was an Emerson poll. And now I believe the latest poll that just came out has them actually tied. I think they're both at 46%. I'm looking through my notes real quick, and I'm trying to look for it. But that's so significant because we have to remember no state has been more solidly Democrat for presidential elections than Minnesota. They were the only ones that went for Mondale in 84. They haven't voted Republican since 1972, and pundits are saying that Trump can take Minnesota. If he could take Minnesota, we're talking upwards of 360.
Yeah, we're looking a landslide here, and we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. More from Dr. Steve Turley after this. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veteran's Tip of the Day.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, this is a spirit that has carried us, through the decades, through our 240-plus years of history. Don't Tread on Me, and it is a spirit that is born out of, I love the founding fathers, the DNA, and even before them, it was the Pilgrims. The Pilgrims that really were the true forefathers of the country. They were the ones that had the vision that left what they knew. I mean, you think about it. It's a little bit of the story like the story of Abram when he had to leave his land and trust God, and God says, hey, look at you're out of here. Get away from your family. Get away from everything that you've known and been comfortable with because I got a plan for you. And he leaves. He leaves his family. To think about what that must have been even for him. And now Pilgrims, the Pilgrims, they left because, look, they got ticked off. They said, enough of all this persecution. The heavy hand of government coming upon us, telling us, who our God is, how we're going to worship God. And they make a compact, the Mayflower Compact, Steve. They come together and say, "Hey, look at this is our vision and our dream. God, if you will bless this, we will honor you." And that was the covenant, and only the second time that I'm aware of in human history that God made a covenant with a people and a country. And this, to me, were the absolute seeds, the original seeds that established the American dream that blessed us. Now, just like the children of Israel, it didn't always go 100%. It wasn't always perfect because we're humanoids and God understands that. But when you look at all the great things that happened to this country, clearly, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and other leaders have noted, the divine hand of providence was upon us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and absolutely, and our Christian tradition is precisely what tempered everything that we did. I should, tempered is even a dud of a word, sanctified whatever we did.
Right,
so think of capitalism, think of our free market. Well, to be redeemed is to be made free. You know, if you're unregenerate, you're not free. You know, so the idea of a free market was inextricably linked to the idea of the gospel freeing our souls to be truly human. And that way we could do a capitalist system in such a way where we worked hard, Protestant work ethic, and we also took care of our neighbor. That was huge. This was Marvin Olasky's thesis in The Tragedy of American Compassion, that Christian social policy was deeply embedded into the very fabric and DNA of our nation, where we took care and protected those who were destitute and the like. And then when we start letting go of that and we start turning it over to the secularized, globalized government, you know, modernist monolith and so on, look at what they did with this so-called great society. They instituted poverty. And they, and then what we see this, all this hedonistic, you know, bizarre kind of, capitalism emerge, and then we see the emergence of oligarchs, you know, Jeff Bezos and the like, and Bloomberg, and who basically, you know, as we hear a lot back in the 2016 election, they get bailed out every time there's some kind of economic meltdown of their making, and then we turn around and it's the middle class folks that have to pay for that.
Bail them out. So, exactly.
So the loss of Christianity really is the loss of the soul of our nation.
Without, truly, unlike what Biden would want us to believe, that is where our soul lies. It is in our Christianity. It is in our faith. And what happened, you know, let's go back, because there's going to be some people that say, well, Steve, I hear what you're saying, but what happened to Black America, you know, in slavery? And what happened, and you have to appreciate the nuance here, just what you said, is that religious leaders were handcuffed. And they did this. I mean, this was their own choice. They, you know, they decided to subordinate the power of Christ's church, the church that Jesus himself had established and said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And the leadership of the church abandoned its position and turned it over to the secularists. And if the truth be known, they were bought out. And just like the war on poverty, you know, we were talking with Bob Woodson, you know, from the Woodson Institute. And, you know, I said, Bob, you know, here we are, you know, all these years later since the war on poverty in 1964, spent, you know, probably, if the truth be known, probably closer to $30 trillion than $25 trillion that they say. I think it's closer to $30 trillion. And we haven't moved the needle. I mean, we went from 15 to 15.1%. I mean, this has been a terrible investment. What's going on? And he says to me, he says, Bill, you got to understand, 70% of that money,
Yeah.
It went to the bureaucrats. It didn't go to the poor people.
It's a business model. Right?
Exactly.
Business model.
And guess who were most of those bureaucrats? Fellow blacks. Fellow blacks. I mean, so it's like, wait a minute. We have the model of blacks, you know, conquering other blacks, selling them into slavery, and of course, now it's quite rich. You know, today's black, so we want reparations. Oh, okay. So for enslaving your people and participating in slavery yourself, and yes, let's not forget either that, of course, we found out that, you know, Kamala Harris's grandparents were slaveholders, but, you know, she's not canceled. Okay, everybody else can be canceled, but not Kamala Harris. So the irony and the hypocrisy is endless, and we got to get out of this stuff. We got to be able to deal with the truth and understand. And you know, I think the thing that Steve is going to save this nation, and we've got a big event coming up in September at the mall, the Washington Mall, expecting 500,000 people to show up. It's called The Return. And this is a day of focused prayer and repentance. And a lot of people are praying and asking for revival. When we've maintained, look at, before you get to revival, you've got to reconcile your behavior with God. You know, we have got to repent. Then, you know, then he will hear. Then he will hear and heal our land. It's a very prescriptive and direct process that must take place. But we've been fooling ourselves in thinking somehow that all this shaking that's happening, you know, from 2001 and then 19 years later, interestingly that it follows the pattern like it did for Jerusalem or for Israel when they were shaken and judged 19 years after their first attack by a foreign entity. 19 years later, they didn't heed God's warning, and they end up being kicked out of their land and right. enslaved. And I don't know if that's our future, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of signs here that tell us that God's trying to get our attention. And if we don't respond appropriately, we've got serious issues. So all this to say that the church needs to raise up for a time such as this to be empowered, because we know that when it comes to voting, only half of evangelicals, half of Christians out there will register to vote. Only half, which is ridiculous. And of that half that register, only half again will actually go and vote.
Right.
Well,
right.
If we are the world changers as we have been historically, and we need to get this country back on track, people of faith, the church has to mount up and save this country.
Right. Right. Amen. Beautifully put. Beautifully put. And I do think we are starting to see something akin to that. I wrote a recent article on the demographic surge that's been going on among conservative Christians in our nation now for the last few decades. And it's made most famous through what's known as the Quiverful Movement. But scholars are beginning to notice that there is such a radical fertility discrepancy between conservative Christians and Mormons and the like on the one hand, and secular liberals on the other, that it's radically changing the complexion of our nation. In fact, Trump won in states that have on average a 12% fertility advantage over the states that Hillary Clinton won. And so what they're finding is that this is perhaps probably one of the major reasons why the left
So you're telling me that Trump is making sex great again? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help my smart aleck self. It comes out.
Right. Well, hey, the Puritans preach sermons on sex.
Sure.
Exactly. In a good old sanctified.
Yeah, go
sense.
Put that on a t-shirt, right. Bucko. I'll tell you. Yeah, right.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, Christians are having large families, not just here, but in Europe as well. And demographers such as Eric Kaufman at the University of London are saying, you know, this is really honestly changing the political complexion in the West to a far more conservative outworking of the culture wars. There's no way around it. Demographics is destiny. And they're also finding, too, which is great, Bill, is that the more conservative the family, the more the children tend to retain their faith into adulthood.
Exactly.
You have retention rates of upwards of 80%. And we actually even have data. Eric Kaufman does this in his book, Shall the Religious Inherit the Earth, published in 2013. We have data that finds that liberals are more likely to become conservatives than the other way around. So we have about 23% of liberals actually end up becoming religious conservatives, and only about 16% of religious conservatives end up becoming liberals, you know.
See, once again, proving that gravity is still in effect. I always say, Steve, that sometimes people have to go up on top of the roof, fall off, and realize. The other thing I'd be curious to see regarding the demographics is conservatives probably adopting at a higher rate than liberals.
Right. Right.
I would probably say that to be the case.
I'd have to look at those studies as well. Yeah.
Well, that's another reason for you to come back, because then you can report on that. Dr. Steve Turley, internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author right here. Thank you, Steve. Happy weekend to you.
Take care.
Bill. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you